and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is, where are you getting your information from? We see that there are so many avenues of input to you these days. The internet, all of social media, traditional media, your doctors, the educational teachers and principals, politicians, your neighbors. It goes on and on. The avenues of information that are available to you and that flow to you when you open the gates to them. The message here this week is to always check, regardless of the source, even if it is someone, a beloved, that you trust implicitly. Always, always check in with yourself. Is this the truth? Is this the highest truth? So when you hear, for example, a politician describing statistics to make the case for the point they are making, and you simply roll back and take that in as the truth, come back to your central core and ask the question, is this the highest truth? So much of the information that has flowed to you is not the whole truth. Some of it is simply half-truth. Some of it is fraudulent, or there is a spinning going on from the source. Some of it is the best and highest truth. It is for you to have the understanding that you have an internal editor, and you must turn this on in every instance. Whether it is a doctor who is telling you of a diagnosis, or a teacher who is telling you that your child is behind the others in development, or your neighbor who is talking about the local community politicians or the policies and how wrongful they may be or righteous they may be. It does not matter if it is thumbs up or thumbs down. What matters is that you are using your own guidance system within to determine what is true and what is not true. This guidance system is God, and God is within you because you are God's creation. So we ask you this week to watch your thinking, and with all of the information that is coming to you, regardless of the source, that you check it out within your own being. How true is it? How much of it is a non-truth? You will know because within you is this guidance system that is so clear and true. It is like your true north, the guiding star, and it will tell you, and you may feel like it is a crystal bell that is within that tone, or simply an experience of yes, or an experience of no. This will keep your being clear, so much clearer, as you can see, than if you are taking on and in all of the information that is simply being pumped out by various sources based on their own agendas. Their agendas are not yours. Your agenda is to stay aligned with that which created you, God, and to listen to God and to your spirit. That is where the truth, the crystal clear truth, will come to you. It is from God. As you do this practice, you will become better and better at discernment, at discerning the truth. It is quite simple, but it also has many layers to it. So we ask you to go forward this week and watch your thinking. Be aware of all of the information that is coming to you and check it out. You are here to express and experience the highest truth. And this is a great exercise for you, indeed. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.